right away, my only concern was being able to make the beats that sounded like the beats on the rap records that I was listening to.
As a teenager in Forest Hills, John Fisher's love of music and computers gave him a hobby.
Originally, it was a computer, a very basic program. Following that, it was a very basic drum machine. And none of the music I was making sounded anything like what I was listening to. I was just getting there. I was learning.
Then he started getting pretty good at what he was doing.
And eventually, I purchased an Akai MPC, which, you know, any hip-hop producer will tell you, that's the machine. You know, that's the one that the legends use. So I could record a piece of a record, cut it up, and then piece it back together the way I wanted with the drums that I wanted. And then at that point, I was composing music. You know, I was doing music.
A lot of teenagers do that. Meanwhile, a few miles away, a kid in Greenfield was becoming a proficient jazz guitarist. Then, after graduation from Pittsburgh's Creative and Performing Arts High School, Ryan Netznik headed off to Philadelphia, where he would earn a degree in guitar performance and study classical piano at the University of the Arts.
I had like a really strong base of musical theory. I viewed piano as like this like all-encompassing instrument. I kind of still do. It's like a whole orchestra like laid out right in front of you.
These two Pittsburghers with very different musical backgrounds actually met and formed their partnership in Philadelphia when Ryan was in college and John was there to sample that city's hip-hop culture.
It starts with some sort of idea, regardless of how small or how big it is. For instance, a song that we're pretty well known for, it's just a guitar lick. Essentially, it was one of the first things Ryan and I ever made together.
They had a friend there with a trumpet, another friend with a bass, and ultimately put something together that they titled Loving You Ain't Easy. I say put together rather than composed because it really is the assembling of different parts rather than traditional composing.
We make collages. We make collages of sounds.
But it actually is composing. Maybe not the way Gershwin did it, but not all that uncommon nowadays either.
We're registered songwriters with BMI.
BMI.
So everything's published. It's published through BMI, so it's essentially registered works for us.
This particular song took on new life and really took off when Pittsburgh's Mac Miller put some words to it.
They gonna try and bring you down. You know, he knew who I was from other people, so he just reached out. I played him that track that me and Ryan had made 4 years before that, and he loved it.
One of the early successes for a Pittsburgh artist with an international reputation and fan base. And that's a trend.
Because that's the thing about Pittsburgh right now, is that the hip-hop being made here is most definitely at the forefront of the genre, and hip-hop fans all over the world look here for that reason.
Yeah, these guys are happy to be a part of this ever-expanding and multifaceted aspect of Pittsburgh's artistic community that's not limited to the people that make the music.
Photographers, videographers.
Yeah, add accountants, lawyers, business managers, filmmakers to that list. There is an infrastructure here now.
Even fashion designers.
They've long since moved beyond sampling other people's work. It's all original now. And they're doing more than hip-hop, too. But whatever the project, John and Ryan feel that the studio they've created is a big part of what they do.
This place, people come here and they want to hang out. You know, it's kind of hard to get people out of here because they want to hang out here, and they also it's just comfortable for people to make music here, you know.
Kind of recording space that people will come to like be creative, not just to record their song.
It's basically a creative playground.
And one more interesting part of a very creative city. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.